I hear the Lord this morning saying, don't give up your seat. There is a war going on in the heavenlies, and it's to take your seat. In the movie Saving Private Ryan, these men had a mission to go and to save Private Ryan, to save Private Ryan. And they find him and they get to him and they say, we have to take you home to your mom because your brothers have died and you've got to carry on your family name. Good reason. But he chose to stay. He had an assignment, and that assignment was to guard that bridge. And he chose not to abandon his seat, not to abandon his post.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't shrink back. Don't shrink back.
Not to give up his seat. See, there's this huge banquet table in front of God. And there's every chair, it has a reserved seat in front of it with each of our names on it. But many of those chairs are empty because a good reason came to us. And we sat up, we tucked that chair in, and we left our post. And the enemy begins to win. See, we are heaven. We are heaven. If God is in us and we are in him and he is heaven, we are heaven. And when we walk this earth, we give a part of heaven to everybody we meet. Healing is a part of heaven. Grace is a part of heaven. Mercy is a part of heaven. Love is a part of heaven. If somebody we meet needs grace, if they're annoying us and they need grace, they need love, they need forgiveness, we give them heaven. But we can't lose our seat. Because that's how we stay in heaven. I can't give you healing if I've given up my seat. I can't give you forgiveness if I gave up my seat. I can't give you mercy or grace. I can't create grace for myself. See, we try. We try and we try and we try to make it look like it's okay. In that moment, oh, God's going to show you, you gave up your seat, baby. You are trying to manufacture heaven here. Go back to your seat, baby. I fight this. This is my battle, not yours, baby. Take your seat. In your seat is victory. Pick up your fork, pick up your knife, and eat at my table. That's your victory. That's your victory. In the midst of your storm, you can pick up a fork and a knife and you can eat. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will not give up my seat. I'm being very transparent right now. The enemy wants our seats. And we've given up for petty reasons. The enemy knows how to get you. He knows how to take your seat. He's trying to fill that table with himself so he can say, God, where's all your people? I thought you said you had a people. I thought you said that they had a citizenship in heaven. Oh, but I filled this table. Where's your power? Take your seat back. Take your seat back. See, the Lord was here this morning. He's still here. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way. And I had this vision of two people. So can you be God? And just turn to me. Just turn to me. I'm going to lay. Wow. So there are some that are sitting at the table. And I can hear her heartbeat. Oh my God. They're that close to God that they can hear his heartbeat. So he was here this morning for those that were that close.
Yes. My God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Glory.
But he's grace.
Hallelujah.
And so then there are those that are just portraying, that are where glow is. And here's God. But he still reaches out his hand and he says, come on up here. Come on back up here. And that's what he did with me this morning.
So here's the big mystery of the universe. Let me just go a little lower. Keep playing, but just go a little lower. Here's the big mystery of the universe. And this is why the church is still on the earth. We cannot relate to people until we've related to God. We can't. What religion is trying to give people God without you having God. What religion is that you're trying to give people religious stuff without leaning on his bosom first.
Yes, yes, my God.
You want to help, but you don't have the equipment to help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seated together in heavenly places. It's not only a privilege, it's a necessity.
Yes. The necessity of God.
Otherwise, we just give earthly people the earth in us.
Yes. Oh, my God. Jesus.
So here's the Lord raising us up to sit together with him and breathe his breath.
Yes.
And hear his heartbeat and breathe his breath.
Jesus.
And then we relate to men because of that experience that we have, not because what we've learned in a book. When we're rightly related to him, we can rightly relate to people. And all we want to give him is heaven then. That's all we want to give him. Because that's all we have. That's the cry of this house. The necessity of being seated in heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's where I am with the Lord right now. Amen. Learning that. Yep. I read something this morning that said, a kid said his parents took him to church all his life, but he never saw God in their marriage. Parents didn't know how to relate to each other the way God wanted them to. Even if it's an unsaved person, let me lean on his bosom. God, how do I relate to this person? Because God has no problem doing that. He reaches the unsaved before we do. He drops dreams and doctors that aren't believers from heaven. But she couldn't have given that to him. She'll tell you the story later if you hadn't heard it.
So this is so critical.
Jesus.
It's so critical. If you follow me to heavenly places, you're going to find your babies getting saved without your even trying.
Follow the Lamb.
You don't even have to try. If you will follow me to heavenly places, you won't even have to try. It's just what she said. He's trying to do it like right now. He'll drop it down.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
But he will not violate you coming to him first and finding him in heavenly places. You got to find him at your seat. Lord, show me my seat. You know, I ministered on this last night. We talk about blessings, blessings, blessings. God just bless me. And you know what the biggest blessing is?
Jesus.
You've been blessed to sit in heavenly places.
God. Yes, yes.
That's your blessing. Don't look for material blessing. Look for your spiritual blessing in high places.
Thank you, Lord.
And then watch the physical and material take place. Watch your loved ones start to get drawn. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. What happens with Wendell and Andrea. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. So I go up to heaven and I start seeing Wendell. See, I don't see his earthly problems getting solved before I see him at the throne of God.
Yes.
We put too much emphasis on the natural and the physical.
Wow.
And problem solving and blessings. You know what your biggest blessing
is to be seated in heavenly places
with Christ Jesus. If you follow me there, nothing can conquer that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nothing can conquer that. It's another realm. It's another grace.
Yes, God.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get our minds off ourselves.
Yes. My.
And follow the word of God. You've been seated in heavenly places. Yeah. We're not making this up. This is the word of God. We've been blessed to sit at his table.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, man.
Yes.
Heavenly places. That's where your seat is.
Heavenly places.
That's where your destiny is. It's my good pleasure to give it to you. It's my good pleasure, Father says.
Yes.
Will you come sit with me in heavenly places? Then watch me rule.
Thank you, Lord God.
Watch me rule. Watch me rule and reign.
Jesus.
Watch the demons tremble.
Jesus.
Watch the demons tremble. The demons of unbelief.
Yes.
The demons of fear. Watch them tremble. Flee.
Flee.
Flee. Flee from Wendell. Flee from your babies.
Jesus. Yes.
Watch them flee. You got to get up there first.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
Right? Because that's where our full authority is. In him, in heavenly places, right? It's, we try to, you know, it's like the sons of Sceva. We keep trying to get God to do something, but the demons don't know us.
My, Jesus.
And they're the ones holding your children.
Wow.
Watch what happens to Aaron. Watch what happens to Aaron.
Yes, thank you, Lord God.
Stay with me up here. Get with me up here and stay with me up here. Let's do it together and watch things shake. There's a foundation of the world that's been shaken. And God's good pleasure is to pull your loved ones right out of it, to walk in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. But see, he will not settle for anything less. You come up or you don't, nothing's going to happen. Amen?
Oh, Lord.
I'm talking about your children.
Thank
I'm talking
you,
about your children this morning.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about your children
Thank
this morning
you,
that they're okay, Thank but they still Lord. Need to be seated.
Yes.
They're okay. They're not bad, but they still need to be seated.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Wow. Jesus.
God places a premium on this stuff.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I'm tired of walking in darkness, guys.
Jesus, yes.
Tired of walking in darkness.
Thank you for loving us. Oh, God.
I'm one halfway.
Thank you, Lord.
We want that. We want God to sustain us
God.
In everything we do and say. Amen. Amen.
Thank
see,
you, Lord
there's
God.
There's a grace that's Thank on this house, and people can't the people don't see it, right? If people don't see it, you know, I'd rather be with a group of people who are headed for their heavenly places than 1,000 people who are just getting blessed in the natural.
Yes.
Because God's good. He's going to make the rain shine on the just. And I'm sure he's going to bless you, but that don't mean you sit in heavenly places yet. Just show me those heavenly places. That's for eternity. And that's when people really get delivered from this world, right? Stay with me.
Thank
we can go
you,
higher. We can go higher. We can go higher, Pastor Jerry. We can go higher.
Thank you, Lord God.
Here's the Lord making his residence.
Yes. Thank you, Lord God, Jesus.
No need to fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. You know, perfect love is conceding in heavenly places and putting your chest on his bosom. And that's perfect love. All right, I'm not ministering this morning.
Thank you, Lord God.
But my desire is for us to follow.
As wonderful as the setting is this morning and as powerful as it is, he said he'll leave even this wonderful setting. He'll abandon this to go to the one. He says, I'll leave the 99. I'll leave the masses. That's how hard and how much he loves even those that we look at as being despicable, unlovable, unsavable. Didn't he leave all of heaven? He abandoned heaven's finest and heaven's greatest. The writer said, to save a wretch. So why wouldn't he? Oh, God. I'll leave the masses just for the one. There's power, and that's something about the one. We make up the one. We are the continual, perpetual one, 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 one at a time. Thank you, Lord God. I'll leave the 99 to get to the one.
Amen. He left this morning and came and got me. Just being honest. Just being honest. And it's a good feeling.
Yes. Thank you, Lord God.
To get got. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read the quote that's in your announcement card. If the church will return to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is her only strength and her only help, and if the church will return to give up everything and wait upon God to be filled with the Spirit, her days of beauty and gladness will return, and we shall see the glory of God revealed among us. This is my message to every individual believer. Nothing will help you unless you come to understand that you must live every day at the table and under the power of the Holy Spirit. By Andrew Murray.
Wow. Pastor said I had a word for the house. So I must have a word for the house because Pastor said so. But it's funny because when Pastor tells you that you have a word or when you're gonna speak, you're like, all right. And then you try to, Pastor Mike knows this, like, so you try to like, okay, I'm gonna hear God, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Okay, somebody say, oh, that's a word, that's gonna be the message. Oh, this is gonna be this and this is gonna be that. And I kept waiting. I said, but Pastor said I had a word. So, but I do have a word. I do have a word. And pretty much my word is just where I am at now, where I am today, and how I'm reaching heaven, and how I'm shaka with my pastor being connected. Just where I am. And so hopefully where I am will help everyone get closer to God. A lot of you know I'm a teacher by nature. So I'm just a simple person to me. I just say things in a childlike way that I pray that you all can understand. So let's pray. Father God, we come to feast at your table. to lay our heads upon your head. Just to be connected with you. But Lord, I pray that the words that I speak today will make a chain connection, will lock your people connected to you, that they may never stray from you, that they may never walk away from you, but they may always find their permanent seat at the table. The table that you so wonderfully prepared for us. The one where you're never forceful to say, come and eat. You just spread it out. And it's just there, pleasing to the eye, pleasing to the heart, pleasing to the mind, pleasing to the soul. It just beckons us to come. And you just wait so patiently. And we always count on that, that you'll be patient. But we no longer want you to wait for us. We're here. We're here. We're here. And we're going to feast at your table today. And we're going to lay your heads on your shoulder. And we're going to connect with you. We're going to be one for you. We're going to be in a world that we always desire to be. Not the world that's here that man has made, but the world that you have made. That's where we want to feast today. In Jesus' name, amen. So some time ago, the Lord laid, I couldn't find the scripture. Guess it wasn't meant for me to find it. But it was about living the day. And it was a long time ago. And I've been just stuck on that, living today. The word says, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. But the word is made. This is the day that the Lord has made. He already made this day. So all when we wake up, we're in the day that he has made. So the world would say, seize the day. And I used to say seize the day until I saw what seize the day was. And seize the day means to do the things one wants to do when there is the chance instead of waiting for a later time. Okay? I don't live by chance. Okay? Just like I was not made by chance. I was ordained to be. Y'all was made. You, everyone here was ordained to be. And we should wait on God before we do anything. So we should not be waiting for a later time. We don't have a later time. We have this time right now. So I can't say I'm seizing the day anymore. But I can say that I am today, living today for the day that God has made today. And that's how I approach my days. Because he's given me this day. He's made this day. I don't want to disappoint him in what he's planned for me this day. This day. So I continue to soak on in my prayers and in my mind each day. Lord, this is the day that you have made. And so, and go back, if you need a scripture, well, if you need a title, then it's Living Spiritually in This World. A pastor always says, stay in the spirit. Stay with me. Stay in the spirit. I'll get you there. Stay in the spirit. And honest, I don't know about you, but it's kind of fleshly, hardly, to stay in the spirit. But like they always said, if God didn't say it, he said it, to live in the spirit, so it's attainable. We can do it. So it's all up to us. So we're here, but we still have to stay in the place of the spirit. Okay? All of us have to work. Well, some of us don't, Ron. But but as soon to be Deborah and yes, Miss Joyce, but and Pastor Glow. You know, not natural, soon to be not natural work, but so we have to live on this earth, but we also have to be of another earth at the same time. So how do we do this? Like I always say, what does this look like? How do we stay in the spirit and go through a life? Well, the only way you can stay in the spirit and go through your day-to-day routine is be connected to God. Stay seated at that table. That's the only way. So, and to be spiritually and be in this day. What's going on this day? So let's think about it. God has already, when we talked about this day, this is the day he has made. He's finished. He's done it. He's made this day. He's not going to make another day for you. Well, he'll make the next. Well, he already made the next day and the next day. They're already made. They're already mapped out for us. And from the beginning of time, he made the days. And so, but we are, you know, we're just living in the day. But we have to do more than live in the day. We have to live in the spirit of the day. There's a spirit to today. And in the heart of God, this day already existed. And so trying to live into the spirit and trying to live in this world, when we wake up today, we're thinking about tomorrow. We're already worried about tomorrow. Well, what are we going to do tomorrow? I need a bill paid tomorrow. When is it coming? But we shouldn't worry about tomorrow. Because even today and then tomorrow, he has already fed the birds in the earth. He's taking care of the animals. And I think about it, the stray cat that used to be out here, that cat survived. Not only did that cat survive, but I think that cat had kittens who that cat provided for. So what are we worried about? He made the day. He already finished the day. The birds of the air, they're not working. They don't get a paycheck. They're not worried about food. They're just not worried about anything. So instead of worrying, this is why God tells us to first seek the kingdom of God. Just seek the kingdom of God. Just stay in the spirit of the day. Don't let the day pass you by. Keep into worrying what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow comes with its own troubles and its own worries. Stay in the spirit of today. What did God? Because if you don't stay in the spirit of today, you're going to miss. And God doesn't backtrack. He's not going to say to you, okay, you missed yesterday, so let me recreate so you can see what I wanted for you yesterday. No, you missed it. But thank God, in the beginning of the time, he made each day after day. And also, too, God designed our bodies not to worry. Half of your, when you worry, it breaks down your immune system. When you relax, your white cell count goes up, and red cells go up, and that's what fights all infections and everything like that. And those, God rejuvenates us. Our body reproduces itself. It just reproduces itself. God just, everything, he thought of everything. But we have to be living in the spirit and today, the day that God has made. So this is where I am for each day today. So I'm trying to build my relationship with God. And I'm learning and I'm purposing in my heart to enjoy life. And enjoy life without material things. Because at the age of my now and the material things I have not made me happy. And I don't think any other material thing is going to make me happy. So I want to enjoy life. The life, the day that God has made. That's why we should rejoice. There's joy in that day. Why do you say rejoice? Because he made the day. he made it. And he made it for our pleasure, for us to be joyful. But we wanted to find something else to make us happy. That's why we couldn't enjoy this day that the Lord has made. And that's why we couldn't rejoice. Because we didn't rejoice in the day and be glad in it. Be glad in it. So that's why I'm learning to build my relationship with my Father. Each day I'm enjoying life because this is the day and life that God has made for me. Okay, I had a word. I had the word. Okay. Amen. So this is the day. It is perfect. It is not for me to say in the natural. I don't, if you look at my life, some of you, say or think, I don't know, a lot of times through life people have thought, she has it all, or, she has this, she has a wonderful husband, this, that, and the other. But Amen. You know, but sometimes people, you know, you just don't know what they're going through, and I could put on a face just like everybody else, and you'll never know. You'll never know. And so, and that's how it is in the natural. And so, you know, we want to define the perfect life. What does the perfect life look like? Is the perfect life the house with 5 rooms? Is the perfect life a car? That's not the perfect life. That's the perfect life in the natural, based on the world's standard of what a perfect life looks like. The perfect life is God's perfect life is living this day, enjoying Him, being appreciative that I'm here. If I have, you can't ever say that as long as you have God, you have everything. You can't say you don't have nothing. When you say you don't have nothing, you're not living in the spirit. But when you have God, you have everything. Somebody asked me, why do you stay so peaceful? It took a long, long, long time to get here. But when I trusted God, had faith in God, I'm like, you handle it. I can't. Even though I got myself into trouble, still got, you handle it. I can't. Get me out of here. And it wasn't always easy, but, you know, sometimes you got to get that little spanking. But still, you know, you handle it because I can't. Because if I say you can't do it, then I don't believe in you. So I have to stay in the spirit. I have to see the spiritual side of this day. Because a lot's going on. It is. A lot's going on. And God wants us to see what's going on. And so when we went up to the prayer furnace, the guy was talking about knowing God from our 5 senses. And our 5 senses is to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, and feel. Our 5 senses, using our 5 senses, and that's what I'm learning to do, using my 5 senses to live this day, to have a relationship, to connect with God. God is tangible. That's why He's at the table. He's always approachable. He's always reachable. But we want to reach Him on our terms. And then when we go to reach Him on our terms, He's not there. But He's always there. And when we pray, God, I can't feel you. Yes, you can. You can feel Him. He's always there. So I want a spirit-filled life. What does that look like? a spirit-filled life. I don't want a natural-filled life. I want a spirit-filled life. And I'm yearning to connect with God through the five senses. Isn't this awesome? The five senses that he's given me. Because he created me. He's given me five senses to turn around and use to connect back with him. So I approach the day wanting God to open the eyes of my heart so that I may see him. Because as I continue to walk in this day and I open, my natural eyes can see the natural beauty of the things God has made. That's already made, it's already out there. But I want him to open my spiritual eyes. Like you said, there's a war going on. I want to see those angelic angels coming down, fighting those demons that are trying to destroy us. But you can only see that through the eyes of your heart. I want him to open my eyes like he opened John's eyes when he saw things that were unlawful to repeat. I want him to open my eyes like Ezekiel. What do you see? And I'm always one. This is the faith that I have. If you put it in here, you must want me to desire these things. If you put Ezekiel in here to ask him, what does he see? Ezekiel was human. Ezekiel was not a figment of somebody's imagination. He was a person. He was real. So if you're asking Ezekiel, what did he see? I want to see. I want to see what you want me to see. And that means the eyes of our heart has to be fixed and stayed on him. That's the only way you're going to see. Don't take your eyes off. Because once you take your eyes off, it's just like walking a tightrope. I wouldn't do it, but if you walk it and if you look down, you took your eyes off that tightrope, you took where you were walking, you're going to fall. Keep your eyes. I know sometimes it's easier said than done, because what you think is happening to you at this moment or time or what you're going through is the worst. Or it's not comfortable. I understand that. But fix your eyes on God. My husband decided one time, what's the worst that can happen? Nothing. If you're worried about car being repossessed or anything, I mean, it's mostly material things that you're going to worry about, but we put ourselves in these positions because we didn't keep our eyes fixed on God. We didn't rejoice in what God had for us. We didn't find pleasure in him. We didn't find pleasure at the table. We had to seek. We had to be a harlot and seek somewhere else. So, fix your eyes on him. And I want to be like Gideon when he was looking or wanting to see those many men. I want to hear his voice, like Pastor Raj said. If God is calling, then we need to be hearing. Our ears need to be attentive to his word. Not what other people are saying to us. What is God saying? This day that you have made, Lord, The more I say it, it's like you, it's made, it's here, it existed already. We're just walking through it. And we thank God that we have the opportunity, we may not think it, but we have the opportunity to walk through it. But we have to get to the place, because I think what has happened, we had so much of the world in us that when we walk through the day he has made, we're walking with baggage of the world. And that's why it's so hard to see. You can't walk. I don't care how fit you are. You can't walk of the baggage and the weight of the natural world. This is not how God designed it. So we have to keep shedding off and shedding off and shedding off until we can walk through the day that was already made. We're going to walk through it. And we're going to walk it rejoicing and being glad in it. He wanted to make us happy. That's what he wants to do. He wanted to make us happy. But we found something else to make us happy. So we want to connect by hearing, by opening up our hearts, and by seeing. And then I want to smell him. Kurt Bennett said he had a smell. Kurt Bennett smelled him. He's human. He's a person. He wasn't in the Bible, but he reached that desire within his heart where he wanted a tangible smell of God. See, we have to start provoking each other to jealousy. Like, I want that. Like Pastor always says, go to heaven. I want that. Stay close. I want that. Okay. And the amazing thing, Pastor's doing the work. You know, in time and prayer, connecting with God, telling us what he wants. And he's telling us what's in the heavens, what's in the heaven. He's telling us, provoking us to come to that table. So I want to smell God. But do you know what? In order to smell God, you have to produce the smell. What do we say? God, let it be a pleasing, let our worship be a pleasing aroma to you. That's the smell. You have to produce the smell. Because the smell is going to be in the air. You're going to smell it. God's going to smell it. There's going to be a smell of God in the air. And I want to taste God is tangible. I want to taste him. And if we couldn't taste him, why did they say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good? Why? He said, oh, taste and see. So we can taste him. And then just like Ezekiel again, he told Ezekiel to what? Eat the scroll. His words are edible. I mean, how many of you have ate this word? And it's like, if you get in that place and you're eating the word, you're full. I'm full. No more. But I said, great day. Yeah. You know? When you get a great day from that, it's like, I'm full. I don't need this was a wonderful meal. And at the table, we're looking at natural food at the table. Come and eat. No, when you come to the table and you come to eat, you're coming to eat the word of God. Feast at my table. It's all God, all part of God, all using your five senses at that table. So I want to feel God. Again, it's not a natural feeling. Our feelings have really messed us up, our natural feelings. And just like the natural, like I want to feel God. Some of us do feel. Sometimes we get the warm fuzzies. Sometimes we get the goose pimples. But sometimes it's not always like that. But every day that the day that the Lord has made, you can rejoice, you can feel him because he's there. So now if you're not feeling him, it's kind of up to you. Because he's saying, you can feel me, I'm here. And sometimes when you, a feeling is not a feeling, but just the when you get to the place where you have the peace, that's the, if you need a feeling, that's the feeling of God, peace. And when you feel his love, some of us, when we get up here, or sometimes you just weep for no reason when God comes upon you. But if I don't weep and I don't feel peace, I still can feel him because he's here. So that's where I am. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm continuing to strive for. The days that the Lord has made for all of us. And we should continue to rejoice in it. So each day, let's put our spiritual senses into motion. Let's look for God with our spiritual heart, eye heart. With our spiritual ears, let's hear God. Let's reach out and touch. Let's taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Amen, amen. God is good. God is good. As Rainey was, Miss Rainey was speaking, the Lord was just sharing some things in my spirit, and he said, "It is not a coincidence that God created day by day, one at a time. He could have created everything at once, but he created it day by day." It's important that we understand that he also rejoiced over his day. Every work that he made, he rejoiced over by saying it was good. Obviously he wanted us to understand that. You know, so what she's saying is very impactful because God he showed us in the very beginning for us to rejoice over the day. Every day God has given you is he has given us everything that we need to call it a good day. Every day we wake up, no matter what you're going to go through, no matter what you experience, get rolling out of bed, when you go to work or someone cuts you off on the road, he has given you everything you need to call that day a good day. Whether we see it or acknowledge it, it's there. The perfect life is being wholly submitted and immersed in the presence of God. The perfect life is being wholly submitted and immersed in the presence of God. Because when you are immersed in God, your day is truly good. Because everything you need is in the garden of your day. Like when we can, when you imagine Adam and Eve in that garden, they were able to be completely naked. Completely naked. They had work to do, never worried about it. When their eyes were open, all of a sudden, that's when things started. They felt like they felt different. Like when you were talking about those worries and things like that. They lived in the earth where they had no worries. They had no baggage. They had no load. Basically, their feet was off the ground. Even though they was on this earth, their feet was off the ground. They stayed in a heavenly place because they was immersed in the presence of God. So, but when we get out of that place where we stop, like she said, when you start thinking about the baggage that we carry in this earth and the things that we start looking at things naturally, we don't have our spiritual eyes open. That's when we can't enjoy the day. You know, I heard this man, he said this, it was a long time ago. I can't remember the guy, but he basically said, he says that people, you know, he said, people don't appreciate life until they're dying or they're dead. And it was basically, you know, how I took it is like, you know, some days we'd be like, man, I'm just over the day. I can't stand it. Da da da. But if you were to know if that was your last day, you would enjoy that day with all of its problems. You would enjoy it. You would thank God for it because you know it's your last. You won't breathe in this earth no more. But you, so you're going to take it in. Oh, thank you for being so mean to me. I love you too. You know, that's how we would see it because we know that, you know, when you know it's your last, you appreciate it more. It's just like food. That last wing, it seemed to be the best. it's like you don't want nobody else to have it, but you don't want to be greedy. So you try to offer it, but you really want them to say keep it, you know. But no, just seriously, in the whole scheme of things, this message was so impactful because we have to learn to enjoy life. He made it for us to enjoy it with him. You know, that's what we can't forget. He didn't just want us to enjoy life, and a lot of people are trying to enjoy life without him. That's why they're searching and looking for people or looking for their happiness in a person or a book or a job or, you know, or the perfect house, you know. That they're looking for it through money, you know, a position and, you know. So, but, you know, I know a lot of y'all don't use social media, but a lot of people are looking for their acceptance through likes and comments. That's where we are in this society. You know, we become a people who need validation. But the only validation we ever needed was to be in the presence of God. When we're in the Spirit, there is nothing that we don't have. This morning, scripture reading on the Bible is a Bible app that I have, and they give you scripture readings every day. And the scripture reading was, make this fast, but let me see if I pull it up. It says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? That's your message right there. You can rejoice in your day. It's a good day. I've given you everything you need. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? You know, Martha and Mary, they were going through a time where Lazarus died, you know, and he was telling her this because she's like, well, I do believe in the resurrection. I know one day he'll wake. You know, he's like, no, I am. Today, the day that I created, today he can live. Things in your life can live today. Those things you believe is dead, they can live today. The healing we need, it can be today. So this is what God is trying to get our minds to understand. Do we believe? He's already made access for it. So I'm gonna leave it there. And I just say, everybody, just let's rejoice in this day. Let's give God a hand of applause and scream. Thank you, God. Thank you, Rainey, for sharing that message. And if all hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to close us out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O Lord, for this good day. We just thank you, Lord God, that we can enjoy you, that we can learn to be immersed in you daily. Heavenly Father, that you have torn that veil, that we have open access to heaven, that we can live in the Spirit day by day. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you created us to live day by day and the happiness and joy that you have created. So, Father God, I just pray that as we leave, oh, Lord God, we don't forget, oh, Lord God, as the as we know the enemy is going to try to steal this word from us, Lord God. But Heavenly Father, we just pray that it is spiritually protected, oh, Lord God, and it is going to be watered to grow. So, Father God, we just pray that we start walking a new life. Heavenly Father, new hope, new understanding. And as we acknowledge and believe in your word and who you are, Jesus Christ, we just testify and say that you are good. So we just thank you as we leave here today. We just pray that a special protection over everybody. Heavenly Father, anyone who needs healing. Heavenly Father, we just pray that it is open to them already. Heavenly Father, oh Lord God, those who need prayer over anything that's going on in their lives, whether it's jobs, family, just issues of the heart. We just know that that is always dear to you. Heavenly Father, you weep over our hardships just like you did Lazarus, Lord God. So we just thank you that dead things are coming to life. Dry bones are alive today. So we just thank you in Jesus' name as we are dismissed. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.